Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 12 of the Generic Gaming Podcast.mp3, the podcast where we talk about a new game every week, except for this week because we aren't talking about a single gamer series, but we'll get to that later. My name is Logan Myrie, and as always, I'm joined by my esteemed co-host and sound engineer, Jen Eric Gamer Cross.
Oh, that one's pretty good. Yeah, I like that one.
Again, I didn't come up with Macy comes up with a lot of these.
Yeah, you should just have Macy be the host of the show. She comes up with the best names.
Whatever. I deliver them the best.
Yeah, I suppose that's true.
Eric, how are you doing?
Good.
How's finals treating you?
Not bad. I mean, I only have a couple things left to do. The thing we're working on together for our one class, and then just one other final, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I can see the light at the end of the tunnel, mm-hmm. and I'm going to get there, and then I'm just going to have the laziest break I've ever had.
Yeah, playing lots of games. Yeah. Got a lot of plans for this show.
Yeah, we're stocking up on games for the show because we got some stuff to talk about.
Yep.
But we'll get that to that later. Before we start the show, I'm just going to get on my hands and knees for a second. Please rate us on iTunes or share us with your friends. We really need to start making a little bit of cheddar from this show so that I can get a dog and afford to take care of it responsibly.
Not getting a dog.
I really want one, though. You know what I mean? And if I had a lot of money, then it would be fine. I could, you know, take the dog to the vet, do all that good stuff. Because I don't want to get a dog unless I can take care of the dog responsibly. I have enough time, I think. Just not enough money.
I don't know. Dogs are just too much work.
Listen, Eric.
Just let your friend get the dog, and then you don't have to take care of it.
But
you just
go
see it.
I want the dog because I want the dog to be. I want my dog. Like this is my dog. The dog loves me the most because it depends on me, and I have conditioned it to love me.
Yeah,
because that's why dogs love us.
Yeah, pretty much. You give it food.
So, before we get to the rest of the show, I have a hot topic sponsored by Hot Topic, and I'm gonna need you to do me a favor. Just pull out your phone.
It's out.
It's out.
It.
Pull up your email.
My email.
Pull up your email, and I want you to explain to me the funniest thing that's ever happened to you. At least, well, the funniest thing that I've ever heard in my life. You got a Twitter. Just, you know what? Start at the beginning. Tell me what's going on.
Okay. Hold on. So I should pull up Twitter, not my email, which you could find this out, too. If you go to @ChrizzyTheHizzy, you can go to my mentions, I guess.
Yep,
there
are
people adding me. Whatever. So we were the other day, I think, what day we have this class? Thursday?
Yep, Thursday.
So Thursday during class, it's the week before finals here, and so we were just having a review day in class. And I get a vibration on my phone. Usually I'm just like, whatever, it's just something, nothing. And usually that's the class I pay attention most in, so I usually don't take out my phone.
Yeah, it's a hard class.
But it's a review day, and we're pretty well off, so I'm like, whatever. I'm going to check what this stupid text message or Snapchat I got is. And I pull up my phone and I see I get an ad on Twitter. Now, I'm not very active on Twitter, so I don't get, unless it's from like you or Adam or like my friend Jacob, like I don't get many people adding me. But I look at it and it's from a verified user. I'm like, what the fuck, verified user? I'm like, I haven't tweeted kind of funny anything. So who the fuck's tweeting at me? And I look, and it's from Heather Hayden, who is a writer for the Wall Street Journal. She says, "Hi, I'm from the Wall Street Journal food retailer reporter and saw your tweet from a while ago. Side note, I have no idea what this tweet is. We spent a long time.
We still can't find it.
I still can't find it. And saw your tweet from a while ago about fancy cheese. I'm working on stories on those topics. Would you be willing to chat some? Gives me your email. Thanks." And at this point, I'm like, what the fuck's this tweet I made? So we, in class, scouring through my account, trying to find this tweet I made. Couldn't find it. And I'm just like, LOL, sure. Do you have the tweet mentioned? Because I have no idea what I said. Hoping she'd send me a reply with a picture of the tweet.
Yeah, like a screenshot.
Yeah, or subtweeted the reply or something. I don't know. And she just says, what's about Wisconsin cheese love? And I'm just like, makes sense. I'll send over an email. So I send over Heather Hayden, a writer for the Wall Street Journal, an email. I'm being like, hey, this is my email. You wanted to talk about cheese. And she's like, yeah. So she's putting together this story or something about cheese. I'm trying to find it here.
Yeah, it was about like being a cheese. Like, is it a great time to be a cheese lover or something like that, right? Because everyone's buying fancy cheese. American cheese is going downhill because of us millennials.
Yeah. And so I gave her. So I made this whole, it's probably a 400 word long email reply to her just initial questions. I made it as long-winded as I possibly could because it's all about cheese. And then, unfortunately, I did this like, oh, here it is. So I did this like on Friday night, though, but it was like after, it was like at like 4, so she might have been off.
Yeah, she probably
and so
work.
It's been the weekend, obviously, since we're recording this because this happened 2 days ago or 3 days ago. And so she's yet to email me back. So I'm hoping I'll get an email back from her tomorrow, and hopefully I'll be in the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah.
And hopefully she's includes, because I also rep this podcast in the email.
Yeah, if you're listening and you're from the Wall Street Journal article that Eric is like in, just shout out to you. What a crazy thing that happened. Because at first I was like, this is like spam, right? Like, this can't be real. I was like, maybe her account got
hacked. That's
what I
thought too. It's someone just like phishing or something. And then I'm like, oh no, it's a verified account.
Yeah, and even then, They weren't like, hey, tell me about cheese. What's your social security number?
Yeah. Like, she actually asked, like, real journalistic questions about cheese. And I just gave her the longest reply I possibly could because it's so ridiculous.
Yeah. I really hope this is our big break, you know?
Yeah.
Your big break and therefore my big break.
Although, I'm really pissed, though, because I mentioned that I'm a communications major and I only have one mistake in there. And I missed an and.
Didn't you type it like just a little drunk as well? Like,
yeah, I was also a little. I was probably, let's see, I was probably like 5 beers deep. So a little drunk.
All right. Well, that was a fantastic story and also just the most hilarious thing I've ever heard. But Eric, we have a weird show today.
Yes, I'm actually really excited for this show too.
Yeah, so we're doing 2019 gaming predictions. So we've each put together about 10 predictions. And we're going to read them off like one by one. You'll do one, I'll do one, that kind of deal, back and forth.
Yeah.
And then we're doing a little bet. We're doing a pizza bet. Mm-hmm. At the end of next year, hopefully we'll still be in this podcast, we're going to go back and look at our predictions, and we'll score them. You know, points, whatever, half points, we can decide later. We'll debate later.
Yeah.
And then whoever loses has to buy the other a Topper's pizza because we're going big.
Yeah, because Topper's is fucking expensive, so it has to hurt a little bit for the other person.
I mean, I'd say even just like a large pizza, that what, $20 there?
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous. Expensive for a pizza, but still, I don't know, not that bad.
It's not too bad. I mean, we're not like making the other person go broke.
Yeah, I want to lay down some ground rules.
All right.
You can't say anything that is just entirely subjective. So you can't say like,
I have a few subjective things in here, but I go on to clarify. So for one of them, I will specify which one when we get to it. You're going to have to just wait a little bit before you respond, because it's a long one.
Because I'm going to nail you down if you do, because you're going to say something and I'm going to try to get you to specify it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want to table these arguments really until later.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess that's really the only rule. We can't have any repeat, we can't have the same bet.
Okay. Yeah, so, we can't have the same prediction.
I don't think we will. I'm a little worried. Because, like I said, it's been a crazy week and a half, you know, because of finals and stuff.
Yeah.
So I feel like I didn't give these predictions the love that they deserve. Some of them are a little half-assed.
Well, I did all of mine today, so we're probably the same boat. But I did think of them for quite a while.
Yeah. I was machinating a little bit. I had them swirling around in my brain. And I'm not the industry journalist, you know, I thought I was.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see how this goes. Okay. It's either going to make us look really smart or really dumb.
Yeah, maybe we'll get them all right. That'd be pretty nuts. That'd you want to go insane. First or should I go first?
Well, okay, just to clarify. So I have 8, like, serious ones that I think could possibly happen, like, have a realistic chance of happening. And I have 2 ones that I don't think will happen, but I threw in there because they might.
Okay. I have some kind of, very specific ones. And I don't know if they will happen, but I kind of in my brain, I'm like, I hope this happens. They're more of it's more of wishful thinking.
That's what mine is too.
Okay. How are you feeling? You want to start?
Yeah, I can start.
We're going to talk about these as they come up. I don't want to, you know, I mean, we're not just doing a back and forth real quick. We got to expound. We got to analyze.
This one, it's my first one because I think it is my most likely to happen. And it's also my cheapest way to get points.
Okay. Let's see. Let's hear it.
Resident Evil 2 Remake will be a Game of the Year nominee at the Game Awards.
Interesting. Really? A remake?
Yeah.
Are they qualified?
I think they are. I think the qualifications are it has to come out in this year.
Okay.
So
That is an interesting position, and I think it's funny that you said you think it'll happen,
mm-hmm.
because that's, I don't know, I guess that's not something I would have thought about. Was Resident Evil 2 a Game of the Year? Like, I mean, obviously that's a little bit...
I don't remember if it was Game of the Year, but it was, like, a lot of people's favorite Resident Evil game, and, like, people geeked out about it, and people are loving the Resident Evil 2 remake.
Yeah, people are saying it. It's kind of... The best thing about some of these remakes is that they play like you remember playing that game.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like with Shadow of the Colossus, like, I played the remake... And everyone kind of just said it played like you like remembered Shadow of the Colossus was playing, and not the janky mess that it kind of was.
Yeah, exactly. So and like critically and just everything I've seen from this game, like people are just saying they love it. So that's why I think it has a chance to be a nominee. And I'm not saying it's going to be Game of the Year. I'm just saying at the Game Awards, and I specified at the Game Awards here because otherwise, I mean, I could say it's game. I could make a late for embargo game, like Game of the Awards section on my own website. And be like, oh, it's my nominee.
Yeah, I could say because there's a lot of fucking outlets out there, and I bet someone will give a Game of the Year. So it's good that you said the Game Awards because that is the most public.
I feel like that's the one that matters most widely around. Like
it's
that
the
one,
Oscars.
That one, yeah, that one's the one now that seems like that's the one you want to be a nominee or Game of the Year at.
Okay.
Also, congratulations, God of War, but that was an easy prediction.
Oh, man. I was gonna pitch for this show as well that we should do a generic Game of the War, or Game of the Year,
mm-hmm.
Which is kind of a funny title as well because it implies that the game is generic. But I was like, I feel like we'll both say God of War, and like that'll just be the end of it, you know?
Yeah.
It would be God of War, then I get to send Corey Barlog a trophy or something, and that just seemed like a lot of work.
Yeah. Maybe next year.
Yeah, maybe next year.
I also have a prediction in here for Game of the Awards. Another one for Game of the Awards year stuff.
Okay.
But we'll get to that.
My first prediction is something that I am almost certain will happen because it just makes so much sense in my brain.
Uh-huh.
But there was a wrench thrown in there that kind of makes me doubt it because I wrote this before the Game Awards. And my first prediction is one of the Smash DLC characters will be one of the four heroes from Breath of the Wild. So I know you haven't played this game, so you probably won't have a lot to say.
Yeah.
But essentially, there are, like, four heroes that were supposed to, like, be the ones that defeat Ganon.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure they die. It's been a while. I'm relatively certain that they die before Link is, like, awakened.
Yeah.
But you kind of see them through, like, I don't know. They're, like, in the game because they're, like, spirits, sort of, or whatever. And so I was trying to rack my brain about Smash DLC characters. I'm like, who are they going to put in there? And I was like, I just don't feel like all of them are going to be kind of like third party, like different, like from different games and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, well, who do they have from like the core Nintendo series that they could put in there that makes sense as a fighter? And I was like, oh, those heroes from Breath of the Wild, they put Breath of the Wild Link in there. It just makes a lot of sense to me. Mm-hmm. I don't quite have a prediction about which one. I'm just saying it'll be one of the four.
Yeah. My only thing with that is I think if they're going to do anyone, although honestly it's a good prediction because Sakurai obviously doesn't give a shit what people want.
Does because he put everyone that they want in there.
Well, yeah, but he doesn't care for like the people, like what people are demanding. So like obviously from Legend of Zelda, everyone wanted the Majora's Mask dude, the guy that sells the masks.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, that wouldn't work because why wouldn't they just put that guy in? But Sakurai's putting fucking Piranha Plant in.
I just feel like that game's kind of old now. I don't know. Like, I guess Metroid's old, though, and they put Ridley in there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. It could happen either. It could happen, you know, mm-hmm. could be two Legend of Zelda Smash characters. Here's the wrench, though. At the Game Awards, they announced Joker
mm-hmm.
as a DLC character, and now a lot of people are saying that the remaining four or five DLC characters will all be, like, not Nintendo properties.
Yeah,
I was seeing, like, Banjo-Kazooie, like,
I'm thinking Banjo-Kazooie was going to be one of them. I didn't put him on here because I thought that would be too easy of points.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like that's one of those things that people are just saying and like
yeah.
with no real grounds. I don't know if there really have been any like I don't really know why people are saying that.
Because Xbox and Nintendo are so in love with each other right now.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, number two.
Yep, let's hear it.
We will not see any more gameplay for The Last of Us Part 2. So we will not see any more gameplay trailers. We might see another story trailer, but we're not going to see any more footage of the, like people actually playing the game.
That's interesting because I think it will definitely happen. Like
I think
that we're going.
They're
I
done.
Think
they
no
didn't
way.
Want to show us like anything anymore. I think they're done showing us anything that's
Did
gameplay
they say
related.
That?
Yeah, because they're pretty much running out of things to show us. And at E3, they didn't really show us. Oh wait. Yeah, they haven't
E3
really
is when they showed us the gameplay.
Yeah, they showed us that really long gameplay thing. So I think they're getting tired of showing us stuff, and they haven't yet to announce a release date. So I think the next one thing they're going to show us, and because I don't think Last of Us is happening in 2019 also, but that's not one of my predictions. They're not going to show us anymore. We'll maybe get another short teaser for like story stuff that will have the release date, but they're not going to show any more gameplay.
I think to keep... I don't know. I feel like that is a great idea, and I wish that it was true. I wish that we didn't see anything about it. Like, mm-hmm. unless, like, I hope that at E3 it just says, like, The Last was Part 2, like, a screen, and then it just says, like, April 4th or whatever. I don't know, whatever the release date would be. That would be good. I feel like that kind of makes sense, that window.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember when The Last was dropped. It was the spring, right?
Yeah, it was a week before E3.
Oh, so, like, late spring, or, like, sort of
summer. June.
late spring, summer, same thing.
Literally summer.
Yeah, that's kind of a good place. But I don't know why. It just feels like a spring 2020 game to me.
Yeah, I think it's spring 2020. It's not going to be in 2019.
No. I doubt it. I mean, I think that I could see them getting, like, ambitious in saying that, but yeah. I don't think there's any way it comes out in 2019. That's not one of my predictions, though. I would like I say, I wish that they would give a screen, give a date.
Yep.
But I just feel like Sony, no, like, I just feel like Sony's going to want to keep like, you know, spirits high for the game, keep the hype high, and then I think we're going to see some, like some new mechanic or something. I don't know.
We'll see.
We'll see. It's a good prediction. My second one's also a pretty safe one, and that's Nintendo will release a second iteration of Switch, which I'm not sure is confirmed, but everyone's pretty much saying it, and I think that it'll be released as a handheld without the dock.
So just the original dock will work with the version 2?
Yep.
So it'll just be a hand. That's pretty good.
Just be a handheld. And I'm
be like maybe $200.
I think that this isn't part of my prediction because I'm keeping it very safe. Mm-hmm. But I think that it's possible that it will not use the Joy-Cons. I think that it might just be like a handheld, like maybe a little bit smaller with like the controllers kind of like built in. I don't know why. That kind of makes sense to me.
That doesn't make sense to me because if they'd want it to work with the first dock, then they couldn't make it any smaller.
That's true. You know, you're right.
Yeah.
I don't know. And like I said, it's not part of my prediction, but I think that they're really going to lean into that handheld thing.
I think they'll still have Joy-Cons, but it'll be like how DualShock has DualShock 1, 2, 3, 4. It'll be Joy-Cons 2.
Okay.
And they won't be, they'll be more like a standard controller where they have a grip and they're not the little like round square things.
That's a good idea.
They'll be actual kind of like controller sides. So it'll be like you have your Switch in the middle with the screen and then two actual controllers. So it's basically like you took a controller, split in half, and put a screen in the
middle. Well, because that's what it was supposed to be, right? Like, you know.
Yeah, they showed like prototypes, like the leaked prototype stuff.
Well, I meant that was like the intention, right? Is that it's kind of like this controller that, you know, I mean, and you can put it on the little things to make it a controller, but really they're very small.
Yeah, and I think they'll make it so then those two Joy-Cons, this would be cool. I don't actually know if I think it'd be cool if then they made those two things so that if you took them off the Switch, you could put them together. And then you immediately
and make like
have
a real controller. That would
unlike
be
now where you have to have that little proprietary thing where you slide the Joy-Cons in to get the controller.
Yeah, that comes with the Switch, though.
Yeah, but it's still annoying to take around.
Oh, yeah, no, it's stupid.
It's another thing I have to throw in my backpack so I can play Switch normally without having my hands like in different spots.
Okay, that wasn't one of your predictions, was it?
No.
Okay, good. I'm worried that you're going to say something that is also what I'm saying, and I'm going to have to... I didn't come up with any, like, bad backups
or
anything.
Well, yours seemed to be all about Nintendo, but mine are mostly about PlayStation.
Okay, I know. I have some PlayStations in there.
I have one Xbox because I felt like I'm just talking about PlayStation.
Yeah, I have an Xbox, too. All right, you go.
Okay. Where is it?
Three.
In lieu of E3, PlayStation will hold its own conference in the spring months where it will reveal PlayStation 5.
It's a very safe bet.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very safe bet.
That's a very safe bet.
Do you have any bets on what it'll be?
The PlayStation 5?
Yeah.
It'll be entirely for 4K. It will still have a disc drive and able to play games like normally. I know like Xbox is going away from that. It will support PlayStation VR the best. They'll obviously hit on that. And then I think it's just going to be a more powerful console.
Okay, you think it'll be backwards compatible?
I think so. It'll be able to play PlayStation 4 games just fine. You'll be able to change your names hopefully by then. That whole system will be out. And then they're going to try to hit more on streaming games. I think you'll be able to PlayStation Now, I think, is their streaming service. I think they're going to iterate. They're going to come out with a system like that, maybe PlayStation Now 2, basically,
okay,
where it's that but works better. Just proving off of like how Google's done it too.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're going to come out with their own better streaming service.
Yeah, it seems like everyone is kind of leaning into that, and I have some predictions that relate to that as well. But I do have another question in that. Do you think... Oh, no, I lost it. Oh, no, where'd it go?
I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
Shoot. Whatever, we'll move on. My number three is that we will see another trailer from the Final Fantasy VII remake at some point in 2019, and we will get a release date for part one.
I think the trailer is a safe bet. I don't think we're going to get a release date.
You don't think? Because they have to. They fucking have to, dude. This game has been... I don't think we've seen anything from it since they announced it.
No, I don't think we've seen...
What was it, 2015, 2016?
Yeah, 2 years. Yeah, well, when they do... Because they announced
it...
It
was the Year of Dreams.
Yeah. So I think that was 2016.
Yeah. We haven't seen anything from that in 2 years.
Yeah. I still don't think we're going to get released it.
I think they have to. I really do. Because it seems like... I don't
think they have to do anything.
You're right. Square Enix does not give a shit, dude. They look at Kingdom Hearts 3.
It's just coming out, and there's like no hype around it whatsoever.
I was going to make this one of my predictions, but again, I thought it was just too... I was like, this is too safe. I was like, Kingdom Hearts 3 is going to come out. It's going to be disappointing.
Oh, and yeah. I was going to also do something with Kingdom Hearts being disappointing, but I just like, I'm not that big of a Kingdom Hearts fan. That just seems like I'm hating on Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, me too. That's it. I was like, you know, maybe I'll play it, and I just feel like it's
going to
disappoint.
I'm not going to play it. There's just no way to know what's going on.
I played most of Kingdom Hearts 1. I'm on the last boss battle, and I actually think it's sort of impossible. Oh. Like, even Adam's like, that's one of the jankiest boss fights ever. It's yeah. Like, it's crazy. Because the controls in that game are so fucking floaty and, like, weird.
Yeah.
And, like, there's so much, like, input lag. That I heard 2's combat's like really good, but 1's combat is booty butt cheeks. It's horrible.
What is the combat in that game?
It's like
hack and slash kind
of. Yeah, it's kind of a hack and slash. Like you kind of lock onto enemies, you hit them, you dodge a little bit, you jump, you do some spells and stuff.
Okay.
It's like kind of a mix of like you can cast spells, like.
So it's like Dark Souls basically.
I guess, yeah, but it's more like it's
pin
a little bit
dodge.
It's a little bit more like kind of real-time strategy sort of where you're kind of like scrolling through menus and shit to like sometimes press like things.
Oh,
you can
okay.
like map them to buttons, but it's really weird. It's a weird game.
Yeah, everything about that game's weird.
Yeah, it's a weird story too. It doesn't really make any fucking sense.
Yeah, I've always tried to be like, what the fuck's going on? I know what's her face has a book about it.
Alexa Ray.
Yeah, Alexa Ray. And I'm like, I feel like I should read this book just to know when people talk about Kingdom Hearts what the fuck they're talking about. Because, God, it just makes
Maybe we'll have Adam
sense.
Back on. I know Adam loves Kingdom Hearts. Maybe we'll have him on one time and just,
explain
have,
Kingdom
him,
Hearts.
Just have him try to explain Kingdom Hearts.
Narrate
right?
all three Kingdom
like,
Hearts
that'd be really good.
And, like, the 2.5s and the 0.5s. All right,
Final Fantasy VII Remake. We'll see a trailer. We'll get more gameplay, and we will get a release date for part one. And I think that it's going to be good. That's my prediction.
All right. Number five?
Four.
Wasn't that? Oh, yeah,
no,
four.
That was three.
During Sony's spring press conference that I just mentioned, we will have a trailer for Cyberpunk 2077 and reveal its release date to be in June of that same year.
Okay.
So of 2019.
I'm gonna jump ahead to mine, and then we can just talk about this. And
yeah.
I'm actually saying we will see Cyberpunk 2077 at E3 again, but it won't even have a release date. That's my guess. I think we're gonna see it again, but they won't announce a release unless they say just 2020.
So the reason I'm saying June is because I was looking at things. I was looking around, reading rumors and shit, because I'm like, I want some educational-based predictions here. And Cyberpunk has some, I don't know, contracted thing that they have scheduled for June with, like, their manufacturer or something.
Oh.
And so, but they haven't yet changed it. And so if they would have changed it, like, then it'd be like, oh, that clear that that's, like, their release window. And so it's scheduled for around in, like, June of some time. And I think it'd be better if they come out at Sony's press conference, where they're going to get easily the most views, because Sony's not going to be at E3. Everyone's going to be flocking towards this press conference. And then the game comes out, and then they could show shit at E3 and be like, yeah, you could go get it right now.
Interesting. So they're going to announce it at Sony's PS5 conference? But it won't release alongside the PS5.
No.
And weird. That's a weird prediction.
Because the conference is not going to be only about
it'll just
PlayStation.
It'll be like a,
PSX
kind of deal.
Yeah, basically. But less about indie games and more all about their first party.
I like that you've done some research. I would be curious to know about other manufacturing contracts like that. If that's like a standard thing, maybe that is just some weird, like, whatever they're manufacturing. Something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, yeah, it could be totally wrong.
Because also... CD Projekt Red like is a very large company that does other things.
They have other games and shit. It could be some Witcher thing.
Yeah, or I mean, they also I think they have roots in like I said in distribution. I was reading out of Jason Schreier's book that's kind of how they made
their
money. So I don't know. That is a good. I like that you're sleuthing a little bit though.
Yeah,
I like that you're doing some work out there.
Yeah,
that kind of just came from my brain where I was like, I don't think that game's ready.
Yeah, I think it'd be sweet though if it came out.
Yeah, just because I was like. It's going to be huge. It'll be, it's going to be like a Witcher. Like, this game's fucking way too big.
Uh-huh.
And so it just didn't strike me as, like, I feel like it just needs another E3, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good one. Mine is that Xbox will announce a new IP from one of their acquired studios. A new IP, not an established one.
Ooh.
And I think it's, and I was like, okay, it's kind of early because they just kind of announced all these acquisitions at, like, E3.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. And I'm not saying that they're gonna announce a new IP with like a release date. I just think we're gonna see a trailer from one of their acquired studios with a brand new IP. Because I think they're really gonna try to push that like first party, single player IPs now.
Yeah, because they really need to.
Yeah, because they absolutely need to.
Nothing. I don't think they did. What did they have a single exclusive this year other than Forza?
I don't know. I don't think so. Not really. I mean, they had some like platform exclusive type things.
Well, I'm just like talking about AAA ones.
Yeah, no, not that I can think of.
Yeah, I think Forza would be the only one that I think they had in 2018.
So, I hope they fucking need something. You know what I really hope? This isn't a prediction, but I wish it was, because I wish it. Well, I mean, I just wish that it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Is that I want to see Sunset Overdrive 2 from Insomniac, but they're busy working.
They're busy working on that.
What's that game called?
Spider-Man.
No, what? They already made Spider-Man. Isn't Insomniac? No, so that's Sucker Punch. My bad. Sucker Punch is making
Ghost of Tsushima.
Yeah, Ghost of Tsushima.
Insomniac made Sunset Overdrive.
Yeah, I just don't think that there's.
Yeah, they're not gonna go back to that. They made Spider-Man.
I fucking wish, man. Maybe does Microsoft own the IP?
Probably, yeah.
So maybe they could just give it to someone else.
I mean, yeah, they could.
That'd probably not be a great idea.
Not a great idea.
I just want that game.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
You didn't play it, right?
No, I don't have an Xbox. Because why would I? They don't have no excuses.
Well, I don't know if it's on PC. Because Xbox is all, but they have fucking.
I think it's on PC now.
You should.
Or did it come to PlayStation now?
No.
So maybe. Mm-mm. No, I thought I. Okay, maybe it's on PC then.
I think because they are doing a lot of PC releases, so it would make sense if it's on PC, and if it is, you should play it.
Yeah, I should. All right. Next one. This one's a bit even. This is probably my Vegas prediction. Anthem is going to hit its release date of February 22nd. Critics will praise the gameplay of the game, but be disappointed by the lack of content in the game.
Say that again, I kind of blanked.
Anthem is going to hit its release date of February 22nd. Critics will praise the gameplay of the game, as in they'll say just playing the game is incredibly
fun. Yeah, it's like playing Iron
Man. Yeah, moving around is like Iron Man. It's awesome. It looks as good as it, or feels as good as it looks. But they'll be disappointed about the lack of content in the game.
Okay.
So there's not going to be much to do in the game. You'll be able to customize your Iron Man suit, but you just go around and shoot. The guns don't feel all that different. And combat just gets boring after
that's
a while.
That's a fair bet. And I would say, yes, it's very vague because...
It's also my worst nightmare.
Can we say... Oh, yeah, I know. Because I feel like that game would be fun. And I know... Here's the thing. I know I'm going to buy it. I'm going to get hyped. I'm like, wow, it looks like Iron Man. I'm going to play it. I'll buy it. I'll play it for like 10 hours. And I'll go, I don't like doing this online thing. I don't want to do this online thing anymore.
Yeah. I'm getting on PC playing with my friends. So I just want to be able to play this game for at least 1,000 hours.
Holy shit. Yeah, I mean,
I want a
if it is like playing Iron Man, right? Like, wouldn't that be sick to play for just that, like,
just all the time? It'll
just
be awesome.
Just get it on PS4 and play with me.
No, get a PC and play it on there.
Eric, I don't have
Why the fuck would I downgrade to a PS4 where I could play on my, like, $1,300 PC?
Because I don't have $1,300. Maybe if we start making some fucking money from this.
Maybe.
Go rate us on iTunes.
I think if we make anybody with this, we'll go to this, not to you personally.
Well, I mean,
I feel like we're going
splitsies, right? What are we trying? Are we trying to get a studio, or are we just saving it? That's a good idea. We should probably talk about it at some point.
Yeah. If assuming that it goes to this, so we get a better soundboard, better mics.
Okay,
that
makes sense. Yeah, that's a good idea. I guess I was just thinking we'd go splitsies and buy ourselves some cool stuff.
Why would we do that?
No, yeah, that's right. You're right. you're officially. I'm naming you the accountant of our podcast.
I figured. I do everything other podcasts except for host.
It's a very important part. Listen, the front man. Debatably the most important part, you know what I mean? Can you name the other members of Queen besides Freddie Mercury? Because I can't.
Oh, damn it, I can't either. I was really hoping you'd say something that I would be able to, because that would have been really good. But yeah, I can't.
So I'm the face and the name, all right?
All right, way to compare yourself to Freddie Mercury. Sidebar. So we're sitting here. We record this in our student center, if anyone wants to like track us down or whatever. And they were playing this jank-ass Queen cover of Bohemian Rhapsody, and it wasn't Queen singing it, and it was just the most lame-ass song I've ever heard. Because it got to the Galileo part where Freddie Mercury gets super high, and the guy that was singing it was trying to get super high, not super high, like 420 light him up, like super high as in pitch, and he just wasn't hitting it.
I don't think that's Freddie Mercury singing that part, because in the movie, it's like their drummer.
Mm. Well, anyway, he tries to get really high pitched, and he just couldn't do it. Just play the original Queen version.
Yeah, no, just the original Queen Bohemian Rhapsody is fucking one of the best songs ever made.
Yeah,
it just hits real different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because I recently did see Bohemian Rhapsody, and I don't know, it was fine as a movie, I guess. Like, it wasn't like the best biopic I've ever seen, but like, if you like Queen, it's just got a lot of Queen music, which is cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So my number five was the Cyberpunk thing. So I'll just go to number six. Sony's next console will be a straightforward iteration on the PlayStation 4. No crazy streaming services. It will have the disc drive.
Okay.
pretty safe bet.
Yeah.
I just was like, because Xbox is going to lean really hard into the streaming thing, I think. They're going to, you know, really, like, because they're really pushing Xbox Game Pass. And Sony really kind of, like, I don't know, won, quote unquote, this generation, because they were like, this is a straightforward console. It's for gamers, by gamers, whatever.
Yeah.
So that's my prediction. It's very easy, and it's going to get me some points.
Well, I also basically have the same point there. Just I said the streaming services in mine. Not much to talk about since we already did mine.
Yep.
All right. This one's fun, and I really hope it happens. During the week leading up to the Avengers Endgame, Square Enix will reveal the Avengers game that they have been working on.
That's a great time.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that at all. Because I was wondering, I'm like, when the fuck are they? Because I was like, maybe they're going to do it at the Game Awards.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
I think there's no better time to release a trailer for an Avengers game than the lead up to the biggest movie ever being released in the world.
Yeah, for sure. Damn, that's a solid. I wish I would have thought of that. That's a good one. I guess I don't really have anything else to say about it. You think it's gonna? What do you think is this? I don't know how an Avengers game works.
I don't know. I don't know what the fuck this game is gonna be.
Do you think it's like segmented out, like you're playing a character and then it kind of switches and you're playing a different character, or like how are you switching between? Is it a co-op game?
Yeah, I don't know, because every time I try to think about this game, all I think about is the Ultimate Alliance game.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, right? Like,
and I just don't, it's not going to be like that.
At the Game Awards, didn't they announce a Marvel's Ultimate Alliance 3?
Yeah, but that one's not the Square Enix game.
No, I know that. I'm just like, oh, because that would, I don't know, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, and it's in the Spider-Man universe, too, like, it's going to be crazy.
Yeah, I don't know, it's an interesting thing to think about.
Mm-hmm.
I would really like it if it's almost like you're playing it's kind of before the Avengers. Oh no, but I guess in the Spider-Man game he talks about where are the Avengers and they're all
and there's
back.
Avengers Tower.
Because so. I was thinking, wouldn't it be cool if you're kind of playing each of these characters individually, like an own little mini story,
mm-hmm.
and then kind of towards the end they come together.
Yeah, you get an Avengers.
So
moment.
it's like playing a bunch of little different mini games.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That would be cool. See, it's the interesting thing to think about. I don't know. My guess is it's co-op.
Yeah, I'm gonna think it's gonna be team-based kind of thing. Can play multiple characters through different parts, maybe. I don't know. I just, whenever I think about this game, I just think about like Lego Avengers, Ultimate Alliance, and stuff like that. So
we'll
I just don't know how this game is.
It's an interesting studio to give it to, right?
Yeah,
or publisher at least.
Like they're all gonna have anime hair and big swords.
Yeah. All right. 7 Days Gone will be a disappointing Sony first party game.
I was also going to put one about Dave's God, but then it was basically the same thing where I just, about like Kingdom Hearts, I'm like, I'm just putting this in because I just think it's not going
to
be as good.
Well,
as
here's the thing.
Be.
I want it to be good. I really do, but I think that it's going to be mediocre.
I think
it'll be fine. I don't think it's going to be like a garbage game.
Yeah,
and I think it's
a good
sign that they've
game.
Gotten some delays and stuff, but I think it's going to have trouble like kind of distinguishing itself from The Last of Us.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think in my like the way I'm gonna know that it's disappointing is it's gonna get a Metacritic score under 85 because I was
okay.
Like I'm trying to quantify somehow.
Yeah.
But like I said, I'm excited for it. I think it looks cool, and I think
Drive
I'm gonna like it.
Kill zombies.
But I think it's gonna be very, like, just unspectacular.
Yeah. It's not gonna be very notable. I think. Not
who
in the
knows?
World of
I don't know.
The
Sony's
Last
been
of
killing
us.
It. I'm just like at some point I just feel like they're gonna fumble a little bit. And
yeah.
I feel like it's gonna be Days Gone.
Mm-hmm. All right. Xbox will show off Scarlet, their streaming-only console, at E3.
At E3?
Yep.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting, because here's the thing. I feel like I wasn't that present when, like, the Xbox One and the PlayStation 4 were announced. Like, I remember watching the streams, but it was afterwards, so I don't even remember what time of year it was. But I remember them being very close to each other.
No, they weren't that close.
Really?
Yep. PlayStation, I believe, was in February, and then Xbox was in August.
Okay. Damn. And they both released that year.
Yeah.
How'd they do August and then fucking just release it a couple months later?
Because, I mean, everyone knew about it, I think, leading up.
Yeah, I guess you don't need that huge, like...
Yeah, it's not like a game. You don't need all that marketing material. I mean, it's a console.
Interesting. So they're going to do it at E3. They're not going to hold their own event?
No. I think it'll be easy because this is their 150. They need a big thing in E3 unless they release a new IP, like you said. And so it'll be their $150 console. Get it in the fall.
Interesting.
Streaming only.
Streaming only, and that
digital
is
downloads. Yeah. Because it's not a whole new. It's not like their Xbox. What is it? Xbox 2, I guess. Confusing. not their next generation.
Well,
of
so
Xbox.
Yeah, I kind of assumed that those things were like tied together. Like, mm-hmm. There's like two versions, right? Like the Xbox 360 Elite and the Xbox 360 Arcade or whatever.
Yeah.
So I figured it'd be like Xbox 2 on the go or whatever you want. Not on the go, but whatever the streaming, whatever you want to call it. And then the Xbox 2, like the big build buffy
if
one.
If the Xbox Pro and then this new console Scarlett is any indication, this is not one of my predictions, but I think Microsoft is going to go away from these whole big releases, and now you're just going to start getting iterations on Xbox.
Okay.
It's soon just going to be
that
Xbox.
That is kind of what Phil Spencer has like been talking about.
Yeah. It's going to be more like a PC where instead of getting a whole new PC, you just upgrade parts. Or in this case, you just get a different Xbox.
Okay, that is, yeah, because I feel like that is kind of interesting, yeah.
Yeah, and you'll get maybe, instead of, like, now, I think this generation was 4 years, the last one was 8, which was ridiculous.
Because how do they even make something that's more powerful than the X? Or, like, I don't know, because, yeah. Like, the X is, like, by everyone's standards, like, fucking crazy powerful.
Yeah, so, like, I think there's going to be iterations, and you'll get a new console basically every 2 years. That's just, it's not the end all be all that you have to get a whole new one because it does so much better. It's slightly better.
We need a new controller.
No.
Good. The Xbox One controller is
Xbox
fucking
One
controller.
What are they even going to do? Like, Pro controller is badass. And, like, so, I don't, what do they even need to iterate on? They've
Good
mastered
point. Good
the
point.
Controller.
Number 8. Death Stranding will come out with a trailer E3 that really explains the type of game it is, and it gives it a spring 2020 release.
Okay. I'm going to do mine. This was one of the ones I talked about at the top of the show where I'm like, this is not like my serious prediction or whatever, but here's my Death Stranding. We will get 3 more trailers for Death Stranding throughout 2019 before we get a release date.
That's a really stupid prediction.
None of them will explain anything about the game.
Because we are in Death Stranding right now.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I think that we're gonna get an E3 trailer. It's gonna show gameplay extensively. We're gonna like a deep dive. It'll really give us an understanding of what the game is, and we will get a spring 2020 release date.
I just don't think it's gonna happen.
You don't.
Obviously, that prediction is a bit of a meme, but I still don't think we'll get another trailer. It's gonna probably tease like Kanye now, and it's not gonna explain much. We'll just see fucking what's his face walking around, Norman Reedus walking around again with a baby in his stomach, and it's not really gonna explain anything. And we won't get a release.
When
date.
Was this game announced?
A year, 2 years ago? Year of Dreams.
I guess spring 2020 wouldn't make sense if The Last of Us was coming.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it would make more sense.
I mean, Kojima Productions doesn't have to worry about The Last of Us.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm just saying, like, I don't know, because Sony's going to want to space them out a little bit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like fall 2020 might make more sense. I should have thought about this one more. I already said it,
yeah.
Though. Whatever.
It's on the record.
Okay. I think that. What do you think that game is? Like, I really don't know.
I have no idea.
I have no idea. Do you think? Are you gonna shoot? Are you just walking around? Like,
I don't know. It might just be a walking sim where you're Norman Reedus. You just walk up to, what's his guy that plays Hannibal Lecter, and then walk up to Guillermo del Toro, who's apparently in the game too.
There's babies. Mm-hmm. I don't know, man.
Troy Baker's character looks sweet, though.
Yeah.
Although Troy
Kanye Baker's might be in it. Who knows? He was tweeting about it. What a fucking... God, the simulation broke, dude.
Yep.
Hideo Kojima, like, is breaking. It's breaking the world.
What the fuck? Ghost of I don't know how to say it. Tsushima. Tsushima will be PlayStation's big fall release and my game of the year.
Okay. I am confident that game's going to be fucking awesome.
Yeah. Sucker Punch, my favorite studio by far.
Really?
Yes.
Not Naughty Dog. Okay.
And this game looks fucking awesome. And this might be the game that pushes me to get a 4K TV and a Pro to fucking play this game on.
I would like a Pro because I have a 4K TV and I just want it. But I'm like, there's no point now. I might as well just wait for the fucking PS5.
Yeah. But I'll get one.
When is that game? Does it have a release date?
No, it doesn't have a release date yet. It's going to be fall 2019, as I say in my prediction. And it's going to be my game of the year.
Here's my problem with this.
My game of the year part, not really part of the prediction.
I was
going to
say,
because
you could just fucking, if you really do get by that part of the prediction, and we would do this next year, Ghost of Tsushima is my favorite game of the year.
Yeah. That one's not part of my points, but probably going to be my game of the year.
I'm going to gauge your fucking honesty on that one.
I mean, yeah, if we want to count it at the end of the year, honestly, if it's my honest to God game of the year, I think we should count it.
Oh, yeah, for
but
sure.
But if it's not, then I'm not going to say it is, just to get the prediction points.
Okay, that's fair. Metroid Prime 4 we'll get a release date for holiday 2019 at some point.
Oh, that's a good one. I completely forgot about Metroid Prime.
Because here's my only concern. We're slated for a new Pokemon game, mm-hmm. and there's the possibility of a new Animal Crossing. But I really don't see. I don't know. I just feel like that game is coming, mm-hmm. and it's coming.
When
fast.
Did you say it would come out?
Holiday 2019.
Yeah, that's good. I'd say that too if I was thinking about it, because Nintendo likes having their holiday releases.
Yeah, I mean they released Smash and and the Let's Go Pikachu game like very close to each other, so I don't think they're that afraid of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they really just need more games on the Switch.
Yeah, they do have a lot though.
Oh well, yeah, but I just mean like there's nothing really slated for 2019.
Yeah, other than Pokemon and Animal Crossing. Yeah, so I think that's good. That'd be a big title release too.
Yeah, I wonder if people are gonna. Because I could see Nintendo doing, like, the, like, it's Metroid Prime 4 and it looks like a good 2019 game, but it plays like a old game. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if people are going to really want that.
Yeah.
I could see it being maybe a little disappointing. I don't know.
Hopefully it's not. I could go for a good Metroid, though. I only have one more. How many do you have left?
Just one more.
Oh, perfect. So did you have an extra one?
No, because we did the Cyberpunk thing kind of at the same time.
Oh, okay. This one, also not very serious, and I just want it to happen. Hollow Knight will be revealed as DLC character for Smash Bros.
Oh, that would be fucking cool.
Yeah. It probably won't happen.
It's on Switch.
Yeah.
So, like...
It'd be sweet. I'd be really happy about it, and he'd be a really good character for DLC.
He's a bug.
Yeah, well, Olimar's the size of, a pea, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's true. He'd be a fucking cool character.
Yeah. I mean, he already got good button, like, move layouts that you could just rip straight, literally straight from Hollow Knight.
Have you played Hollow Knight?
Yeah, I'd beat it.
Damn, fucking, really? When?
It's a fucking hard game.
Yeah, it really is. I got kind of lost, and I'm like, halfway through the game.
I beat it over the lead-up to Smash, because I just needed someone to play.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I played that game hard for, like, 2 weeks, and then, like I said, I got kind of frustrated, and I got a little lost, and I gave up.
Oh, yeah. I fucking love that. That's probably my game of the year this year. That would be my only contention for God of War.
Yeah, I mean, mechanically and stuff like that, I would say it rivals. It's one of the most... It's, like, one of the most tight games I've ever played.
Yeah.
Like, it's like playing a fucking book on game design.
And gets you basically that Metroid feel, as we were just talking about.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Wait, am I up now?
Yeah.
Last one?
That was my last one.
Okay. Sony will announce a new VR iteration for the PS5.
Oh, I was going to put something about this in there, too, but I'm like, I just didn't know how they'd iterate it other than just making it a more powerful thing. So, I don't know. It's a good
I think
bet.
Maybe it'll be wireless, maybe.
I don't think we're there yet.
You don't think so?
No.
I don't know. I just feel like, because VR has done relatively well this year, I'd say, and I feel like to keep it going, perhaps... I don't know.
I almost bought one, because apparently Wario 64 tweeted out a deal. You could get PlayStation VR.
Oh, yeah, and the Borderlands.
Borderlands and Beat Saber for $89.
Yeah, that must have been a mistake, because when I checked, it was out. It was
done. Oh, yeah. I was like, it probably was out, so I just kept moving, but I was like, that'd be sweet. Although I'm like, I don't have $80 to spend.
Yeah, that was the problem. I looked at that, too, and I was like, I have like $20 in my bank account.
Yeah.
So, I mean, even if I want one, I just can't have it.
That would be such a steal, though, for all that. That'd be sweet.
Those orders are going to get canceled for sure.
Yeah, I don't think that's
right. It was from like QVC or whatever. I don't know. It was a mistake. That's another one. I'm like, I don't know. It just feels right. It just feels right to me.
Yeah, they need a new VR thing. Something that'll be... Because right now they're cornered the VR market of being cheap but functional, whereas like Valve stuff is really, an Oculus is like super expensive, but it works really well.
Yeah.
But it's like cumbersome. You have to hook up a lot of stuff, whereas VR, you only need the eye and the helmet basically, and it works.
And I just feel like the thing that's hindering them right now is that it's kind of like, it's cumbersome, I guess. It's like...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got a lot of cords. You got to, like, hook it up. You got to kind of keep a spot in your room. I just feel like they're going to find some way to streamline it, and they're going to iterate fast.
Yeah.
It might not even be, like, Sony VR, or, you know, or PSVR 2. It might just be, like, this is the new PSVR.
Yeah. PSVR Pro. That seems to be the
Because I was thinking, I would, my prediction is that they would tie it in with the, like it's, I wouldn't say it's, like, necessarily this is the PS5 VR. I feel like they're going to tie it into, like, that event.
Yeah, the only thing I see about that is I think they'd want the PlayStation 5 to be, like, the headlining thing that the new hardware you should focus on. And so if they throw in VR there, it makes it kind of hard to talk about.
Okay. That's fair.
Especially because they don't even talk about VR at E3 anymore. Like, yeah. The only time they ever talk about VR is at PSX. It's basically going... It's a basically slightly more successful route that the Vita went.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Where
so,
they
like,
haven't
the VR
completely
is kind of the
abandoned
Vita.
It yet. Because it's still, there's just, like, accessory to a PlayStation. There's no end-all, be-all game that's on VR that you have to get. Other than the only one you could argue is Beat Saber right now, which is, like, taking over the world for VR.
Yeah, that game is all over. I see it on Facebook all the time. Mm. People are like, damn, this game looks sick.
Yeah. So
I'd play it. I would like a VR at some point, and I've never actually even gotten to try it.
Yeah, I've never used VR either.
But it seems sick. Mm. And I don't really get, like, motion sick or anything like that, so I'm not worried about that.
I do only in certain situations, so I don't know if it would actually make me motion sick, but gotta try it still.
Yeah, I'm pumped.
Plus, we have a game show, because our school's pretty big here for game stuff, and they always have one, but I always get grossed out, because I'm kind of germophobic.
Yeah, and
just
there's
slightly,
all those like, grindy.
And there's just
like,
so many people using it.
Yeah. I always try to go to the expo, the Style Game Expo, and then I walk in, and there's so many people.
Yeah, there's a lot of people.
I can't do it. I just can't. I'm like, I hate being like in the way. Mm-hmm. I hate crowds. I don't know. I just usually can't
Plus
do it.
It's so gross.
Yeah, it's
How
like
many
it's
people
a lot of
touching
sweaty people
all
in there.
The controllers, the keyboards.
Yeah, I wonder
VR
if I wonder. I never thought about that. You think anyone's like disinfecting those in between uses?
No, not here. Maybe at like a professional game show, but not here. Yeah, maybe like GDC.
Yeah,
I guess you could just bring your own wipes. But Damn. I feel like that would make you stand out.
Interesting. Hey, since we're technically like our industry people now that we have a podcast, I don't know if that really counts.
Yeah, totally makes
sense. Can we get like press? Do you think we can get press passes to these things?
Honestly, well, I guess E3's public now.
Yeah, but I want
GDC
that,
would
I want
be
that
the
inside
only,
access, you know?
I think GDC would be the only one that we would need our be considered industry to get in.
Okay.
But
we should just try to weasel
public.
Our way in a little bit. I mean, technically we are, you know, we're doing game stuff.
Yeah.
We're trying to be games analysts.
I mean, yeah. We should just go to Paris Games Week, mainly because I just want to go to Paris.
Yeah, me too.
We should go to Tokyo Game Show.
Yeah, that'd be cool too. You got your brother, does he live anywhere near Tokyo?
Yeah, he's a train right away.
Oh, let's do it. Just got to pay for a plane then, right? He's got an apartment probably?
Yeah, it's a good $1,200 round trip ticket.
Fuck. All right. Well,
although Paris is probably just expensive too. And then a 14-hour flight to Japan. That's the hard part.
Yeah. I mean, just play my Switch, you know? Just get a little Switch.
Yeah, we can just play Smash Bros.
We can just play Smash
the
whole time.
Whole time. 14 hours.
All right, everyone. This has been the Generic Gaming Podcast.mp3. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week when Geoff Keighley comes on the show to talk about the Game Awards, because I forgot to write one.
Jeff.
Is it?
Yeah, it's not
Jeff. It's spelled like Geoff.
No, it's Jeff. It's Geoff Keighley.
Whatever.
Just because it's G-E-O-F-F, that doesn't make it Geoff.
Whatever.
Jeff. The fuck? Jeff Ramsey's name's also spelled like that. This is Jeff.
I feel like I've heard people say Geoff Keighley.
No, you're just making that up. It's Jeff.
Yeah. Yeah, I may have. Anyways, we'll talk about when he comes on the show.
All right, yeah, we'll ask him how he pronounces his name.
Anyways, before we... Just one more thing. If you think any of our predictions are bullshit, or you're like, damn, Logan, you're fucking genius. You're right, everything you said is going to happen. Please tweet at us, at GGPMP3 on Twitter. Tweet at me, at Lomyhre, at Lomyhre. Or go look at the weird cheese thing that happened to Eric, at Crizzy and the Hizzy.
Yeah, it's
You
want to so
spell
weird.
It? It's kind of a weirdy.
KRIZYNINTHEHIZY.
All right. Anyways, we love you. Unless you suck, then we don't. And you should probably work on that. Have a good 2019.